Oh no, I start. That's what
I
it
you
was.
started and I
That's what I
stopped
said.
you.
Very good,
Right.
right? Very good. Yeah, very good. Yeah. So Achsanai also l'shamish, and Achsanai is also to be, to have. You're not allowed to have relations in somebody else's house. But if you're miyached, if you have a room, as long as he didn't sleep on a sudden of a bala bayis, meaning you have to bring your own sheets. There's different shitas in the Paiskim why that is, right? Because is it you're gonna ruin the sheets, or it's just disgusting for whoever cleans your sheets, whatever it is. So you bring your own sheets, and then you're allowed to be together. The derech of healing is that you should not have relations when you're full and not when you're hungry. Your food should be a little bit digested. You should not be together, not when you're standing and not when you're sitting. And not a day you go to the bathhouse, which obviously doesn't mean our showering. Not a day you have blood taken. And not on the day that she went out on the derech, or you shouldn't have bia when you come back from the wave when you walk with your feet. Right? That doesn't really apply nowadays. I mean, I guess if you go on a long hike, then maybe v'loy lefneim and not before and not after. Doesn't seem like these are so negeya nowadays. Should not be together on a bed with his kids by the feet, when the baby is less than a year old. Okay, this is like heebie-jeebie stuff. If you go to the bathroom kavua, meaning sitting, number two, as I guess they would say it, so it's you should wait a half hour. Mishabura says, the amount it takes to walk a half a mil, so that's, I don't know, whatever a mil, it depends how long you have your mils are. We go with 18-minute mil, so let's say 9 minutes. Isha Manika, a woman, a nursing woman, loy tashamish ella b'shoshatinik yashin. She should only, specifically a nursing mother, should not have relations when the baby's up. V'achar kach loy tzinikeo ad la'achar shnei shishisha. After that, she shouldn't nurse the baby until around 2/3 of an hour. Unless the baby is crying, then you could wait 18 minutes, and then there's even less than that. Fine. Shichva zera. So shichva zera, semen, hi koyach haguf u'ma'orei na'im. That's the strength of the body and the light of the eyes. Kshetetze b'yoser, when it comes out too much, haguf kala v'chayev oivdin. The guf gets used up. And a guy loses his life. And somebody who is shatuf bebeila means that he's doing it a lot. So then he's going to get old fast. And he weakens, his strength weakens, vein of chaos, and his eyes become soft. And he has bad breath. And the hair on his head, and his eyelashes, well, his eyebrows, verise and eyelashes, noshim fall out, usar and his beard, vishikya and his underarms, usar raglov and his feet, rove they grow, vishinov noshis and his teeth fall out, vaharbi keivim, and all sorts of pain comes on him. Mishar 1 in 1,000 dies from other sickness, vaelef. And a thousand may roiv tashmish from too much tashmish. Therefore, a person has to be careful with all this stuff. I wouldn't worry about any of this bizmanazeh. Okay, Kufnun Aleph. We're doing the whole Kufnun Aleph. No, we're doing till Hey. Okay, Isra. So the Isra Vitzah Zera Levatolov, meaning for no reason, and how to fix it. Uboy Zion Sifim. So also light zera levatala, it is usr, as we call, you call it to masturbate. Which is a very, very strong statement. Right? This is all based on Zayar. Then by Zayar, by Yosef, in Parshas Vayeshev. Right? So, okay, let's finish the whole siman first. Because it becomes an interesting issue. What's better, to be mezana? Unfortunately, this question does come up. What's better, to be mezana and it's not zera levatala, or to be oiver on zera levatala? Right? From here, if you base straight on the kitzer, I hope I'm not getting too be'ian in this, but if you base it straight on the kitzer, it's chomer from all the averis in the Torah, levatala. Right? But on this, the Mefarshim already say, no, it's obviously better to have Zera Levatola than to be Mezana. And then you have to do the Tikkunim, whatever it is. Ve'elu Shemanafim B'yad, and those that's masturbate. Mo'itzim Zera Levatola, lo'i dailem she'isu gadol, it's not enough that it's Yisu gadol, ela she'ois is ois, u'benidui goes into Cheirim, v'aleim nemar yideichim damim maleu. U'ki'ilu harigas ha'nefesh, and it's as if he kills, it's as if he killed somebody, because the Zera could have created a kid. Rashi, I'm sorry, I said it was by Yosef. It was talking about Aaron Einan. Shemesu, that's why they died. And kids die when they're young. And he'll come to be an Ani. So the problem is that this line in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, maybe I shouldn't discuss it this way, maybe I should discuss it this way. So yes, it's a terrible Isser. But the problem is that people see this and they totally, especially teenagers, and they get very frustrated. They give up on the whole life because they read this, right? So on this, maybe I should post it. Rabbi Saul Reisman has probably the greatest shiur that I've ever heard. And I've sent it out to many, many, many people, and they got a lot of chizik for it. Maybe I should post it on the chat. I don't know. I'll ask the bosses of the chat where they should, but it's a terrific shiur to listen to. Stamazai. It's one of the Navi shiurim. But obviously it was such an important one because normally they charge for it. This one they put out for free. So it was given years ago, but it's very, very important, very, very important shir. Anyways, base. Also, ladam shikasha asma ladas, a person cannot make himself, he can't be aroused, ladas, meaning on purpose. Aisha yavias asma de hir isha, or even bring himself to think about a woman. Right? Why? Because, and this is coming up in Avodah Zarah, Bez Hashem, in 3 weeks, this sugya, because that will cause him to have a nocturnal emission. And if he does have a hero that comes to him, then start thinking about Divrei Torah. Because Torah is considered an ayol that's loved and that it makes chen. Right? Which basically means is that birds, whatever this, not a birds, ayelas, whatever, like, how do you call it? Like a deer, whatever, not family. They are, how do you call it? They don't cheat. They don't cheat on each other. So the Torah is also considered, if those that learn Torah are considered like a partner, right? And Mamela, then you go, meaning it sounds like if you're thinking about women, so then you're straying from the Torah. So learn Torah, and then you get back to your spouse, I guess. Right? Fine. And thinking about Arias only happens to those minds that are not thinking about the Torah. You got to be very careful not to get an erection. That's why a person is not supposed to sleep on his back and his face facing up, or sleep straight face down. That's why you should sleep on his side. So it shouldn't come to kishrei. This comes up a lot on the summer trips. Can two boys share a bed? So ravokim means single guys should not sleep together in the same bed. All right. Now, what seems to be, it's interesting because this was when there was a chashash of, what do you call it? Not Sheikh Razer. What's it called? Mishkav Zohar. Right. But when in a society, some of the mafarshim say, in a society that doesn't have this issue, then it's no problem. All right. So that's one, right? And then others say that as long as it's, I'm pretty sure they say it's in a different blanket, is okay. I'm pretty sure. I'm not remembering. I think the Pesachei Tshuva bring them, maybe not. Maybe I'm mixing it up. Okay, I don't remember. Fine. V'lo yistak v'behem v'chayev v'oiv, k'nishim b'zdakin l'zocher l'nakeva. One should not stare at animals when they are being together. V'also l'rkav v'behem v'lo yochav, you're not allowed to ride on an animal without a saddle. Fine. Gimel, k'shim mashtin, when one urinates, also lechaz b'milo l'hashin, you cannot hold on to the aver to urinate. V'mu nosui, if you're married, v'ishta imoi be'ir v'hi tahayra, and your wife's there, and she's tahira mitzad adin. What do lie? According to the law, you're allowed to hold it. To keep it, she actually paspasale. Since he has bread in his basket, he's not going to come to improper thoughts and to get himself heated up. Ach, midas chasidus lahachmir. It is a midas chasidus mimachos. Shaloi letzorach hashtona gam mitzad adin osur lie. But for not for urinating, then even mitzad adin, it's osur for him to touch himself. Right? But really that's only in the top of the aver. More towards the bottom you'd be allowed to. Right? Yeah. Fine. Dala basuda salayla yarba bachilish siya. At night, don't eat too much. Don't take things that heat up the body. Like fatty meat, and milk and cheese and eggs and that type of thing and garlic. Don't drink drinks that heat you up, which is like, I guess, hard alcohol and stuff like or old wine. Eating these things cause these chatoim. Hey, Mishra Chasu Shalom Kari Belaila. Let's say somebody has a nocturnal emission, Kishaner Mishnasa Yitu Yoda Vyoma Bashivan, and when he wakes up, he should wash his hands and say with a broken heart, Rabban Hashem, Asisi Zay Shalabi Kavona. I did this without Kavan Rak, Berhun Roy, Machshav is Roy, only with bad thoughts. Lachain Yehira Tzam of Anacha Shemeli Kaiva Lakaya, Vesai Machoik Barachamech, Rabim of Vainze, wipe this away away, Vesatilain, Mehir Hurim Roy, Kayatim, Loilam Vaed, Amen, Kain Yehira Tzam. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody, we should hear Besuras Tavas. Everybody should have a fine night.